I do.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you?
Maybe. Just don't tell my wife. That would be a bad thing. Now, 19 to 7 on a Friday morning. Nice to have your company wherever you are listening. And now, this is the Pussycat Dolls. You'd be a Pussycat Doll, man. Mark Stevens, good morning.
I am. I named my daughter Josie after Josie and the Pussycats. So, different band, but similar.
So, they.
Still a Pussycat.
So, hang on a sec. Say that again.
Well, Pussycat Dolls. I like the Pussycat Dolls. But I named my daughter Josie after Josie and the Pussycats. You know, the band, it was a cartoon. Yeah, band.
They're not real. They're not real. Just keep her up a little bit. Yeah, it's good. That's nice.
No.
So.
It's still Pussycat action.
But I asked you about the Pussycat Dolls and you took it to Josie and the Pussycats.
No, well, it was just a. Yeah.
You came in and just took us off track straight away.
Sorry.
Straight away.
Before Steve-O continues,
yeah,
and this segment continues, I think it's quite exciting. Lucas Herbert's just got the three under.
Oh,
just drained a long putt.
Yes.
Yes. My mate Billy Hewitt off the lead.
Be very excited. My mate Billy, who's his social media expert.
What?
We'll get to that another day.
Right, so we're playing this song, and not because anyone from the Pussycat Dolls is having a birthday, but Busta Rhymes does a little rap in the middle of this song.
Busta Rhymes?
This is...
Who's Busta Rhymes?
Busta Rhymes is a US singer and rapper. Here you go. This is Busta. When I come through, it's the God Almighty looking all brand new. Shorty want to jump in my ass, then Van Jewish. Looking at me all like you really want. Yeah, Busta. The Wish. Here we go. Loves it. Getting a lingerie on. That's what Busta does. Now, Busta's having a birthday today. He's a US rapper and singer. He featured on this song. It was a number one hit for the Pussycat Dolls in 2005. 2005, Rammer! 17 years ago, that song. I wouldn't have picked that. I need to know from you, Rammer, how old is Busta Rhymes, who doesn't go by Trevor Smith Jr. anymore. He goes for Busta Rhymes. How old's Busta, my man?
Is he one of those old sort of rappers, or...?
Fitty. I'll go 50 Cent.
Right, Fitty for you.
Buster's looking like a bastard these days, so I reckon 55.
55 for Steve-O. How old's M-M Buster?
I'm going with 43.
43. One of you is in the window. One of you is absolutely in the window. In fact, spot on. Busta Rhymes today is 50. Rammer! Great work. Great work.
He was declaring that. He's on that phone again.
No, I sit next to him. I will not accept any cheating.
How did you know that he was right?
Because I saw his table. He's watching the table. Right?
What do you mean?
He didn't know he was right.
You're putting your finger in the air like Jonathan Brown.
Because it's often.
Trust me, I see his phone.
Everton have survived.
That's what he was looking at.
3-2.
So they won, so they're 4 points clear the relegation zone. Takes a bit of the jam out of the last weekend donut. From the EPL. So well done to Everton 3-2 this morning. They will survive. Like, who sings that song?
Gloria Gaynor.
Gloria Gaynor, that's right. That's right, it is. Steve-O, you're here with us. You've survived so far in your job.
Yeah, it's Freaky Friday, isn't it? But are we starting my segment yet, or are we still going with the birthdays?
I've got to give you the rest of the birthdays. Yep. Mark Winterbottom's having a birthday today. He's 41. Who else have we got? Robert Dahl. He's
the mayor.
Well, former mayor. 69. Sterling Mortlock, Wallaby legend, and Melbourne Rebel for a time too. He's 45 today. Alison Langdon, is she on the telly today?
We're not sure because we're watching the golf.
Oh, that's true. She's 43 today. Who else we got? Mel Walden, 79 today. He can't say phenomenon. He doesn't like that word. And Brian Dixon, five-time Melbourne Premiership player, having a birthday today too, who's 86. Happy birthday to all of those people, and thoughts and prayers to the family of Joe Cocker. Who was born on this day in 1944, passed away 8 years ago, Steve-O.
Thoughts and prayers for sure. Now, it is Freaky Friday, isn't it? Now, I've done some research quickly out the back. Scotty Cooney was raving about. I found the band. They're called the Rustic Sons, and they were in their best sort of efforts last night. Take a listen, a bit of Boys of Summer action.
Yeah. they turn their microphones on at any stage?
What? I'm not sure I'd be worrying about video.
Did the Coondogs send you this?
From Coondogs?
No, I went to the...
is that what the Coondogs sent you?
No, I Googled. I found out the Rustic Dogs were on...
They were very... I will say, they were very good. They were very good.
Quite Don Henley, but
what time were you there to last night, at Whitey? Did you stay at the end?
I wasn't going to, but I actually almost did.
You almost did or you did?
10 o'clock, I think.
Oh, no.
No, he didn't send that, but yeah, I did some research. So get around them. I think they're quite good. Don Henley, not under threat, but the chorus was...
Your segment or the birthday segment?
It's Molly Meltram.
what's happening here?
Straightening up and getting back to footy. Look, today is a massive day, Half. Obviously, we've had the commission meeting where the women's footy deal was done. At that same meeting, we believe the decision was made on the time of the grand final. Obviously, there's two options, 2:30, which is traditional, or the 4:30 to 4:40. Now, all my intelligence and mail are suggesting that we're heading into the twilight zone, Half, and that's likely to be announced today.
Right. Come on, Steve-o. They put it out a couple of days ago. They test the temperature of the room, and then they go and announce it today. There hasn't been too much backlash from people saying, no, don't worry about it.
We've been conditioned to change.
It's
so you're
great.
Happy with the twilight?
Is what it is. Just keep moving with the times.
But 5 years ago, we'd been up in arms.
What does that mean?
What's that?
Moving with the times.
Just try it. We've never had a twilight grand final at the MCG. We don't know what it's going to be like.
But I think the grand final's too important for a trial or a test run.
Well, we trialled it at the Gabba and it was good. We trialled it at the Perth Stadium and it was fine. Just get on with it.
Whitey is a traditional man.
I am too. I love the traditions of football. Yeah. We've just got to just get on with it.
I'm actually ready for it, and I think it'll happen.
I think that's
more
a very dangerous thing to be saying.
Why?
Just be disrespectful to what the fans want.
Yeah, but what does the game need at the moment?
Well, that's a different argument. So the fans want it in the afternoon.
Is the game going to have any effect? The time of the game going to have any effect on the two teams?
No, I'm saying is the fans want it in the afternoon for commercial reasons.
The fans,
the later the better.
Yeah.
So, but there is a different conversation.
I think at 4:30 at least you can go out rammer afterwards. You don't want a 10:30 finish.
I agree. Not a night time. Not a 7:30 start.
Yep. But my theory on the way the AFL organises is the fact there's been zero leaks since the decision means that there's some change coming. Yeah. If it was staying as it was, they would have released that. Correct. They didn't want to take the shine off the AFLW, so they've waited a day. And this is part of Gill's legacy. I think we'll have the Twilight Grand Final. As I said, I think 5 years ago we'd be shocked. We're conditioned to
you
change.
You can always change it back, Whitey. It's okay.
Well, the last 2 years have given them a chance to do pretty much whatever they like.
Mm. That's exactly right.
Is what's happened. And if you're going to have a situation where it's at another time and not 2:30, 4:30 is much better than 7:30. What they would be bending towards.
A compromise.
Yeah, I've been on my record saying lots of times 2:30 is the perfect slot. I reckon for it, it's perfect. But 4:30, we'll give it a go.
In your lead up, the way you do your lunch or your hot dogs or what do you do grand final?
Just adds hours.
Cocktail Savaloys, all that sort of thing.
Opens up a few more opportunities for cashies. There's another 2 hours worth of cashies you're going to squeeze in somewhere. That's not a bad result.
Well, I imagine now that people, if it is 4:30, that you might be able to extend the lunch events, the functions that can go on around the ground, in a city, all that type of stuff. So
just push them back. Breakfast becomes brunch. Lunch becomes afternoon tea.
So the North Melbourne breakfast might now start at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, Rammer's involved with TLA that does a lot of work around the September Club. Of course he wants it. It's the corporate side.
Well, but the September Club, it's reduced hours because normally after the 2:30 start, that's when people go back and do their corporate dining and hospitality.
Might start earlier now.
Starting at 4:30. Well, maybe you're right. Yeah, maybe you're right.
And so I think that will happen.
It's been coming, hasn't it?
Look, it has. And as I said, we're conditioned
to it. Like it or not, it's been coming.
Give it a go.
But in the last 2 years,
when Rammer says we can always go back, I think it's a more important decision than that. Once you've gone there, it's hard to go back again.
Well, if it turns out to be horrendous. You can't be sitting there going, we've made a blue, we'll just keep it. You're allowed to make a mistake and acknowledge it and move it back and reset it if you need to.
Whitey is dead against it. And that's okay.
That's okay.
But you're going to have... That's why it's a great pub conversation. sitting around talking, well, why do you like it at 2:30? Yeah, why do you like it at 4:30?
I'm not that hung up about it. But I'm just saying is that they do the questionnaires or the surveys, and the fans say they want it in the afternoon, and they don't have it in the afternoon. Mm. And again, I understand why they want it later, but I'm just saying it's hard to be the fans' game when you don't actually give what the fans want. That's all.
But yeah, it's a big conversation that one.
Essendon in the news again.
What have they done?
Ben Rutten's gone to the board and said that, which is interesting that this one sort of leaked out from the club as well. They've confirmed it went to the board and said, we're going to change the way we're playing. We're just going to go back to basics. We're going to throw out the game plan that we've been going with. So that's strange messaging sort of 10 weeks into the season.
Well, no, not really.
Well, like we were just saying, if something's not working, you've got to change it.
You're correct.
Well, you're allowed to do that. I think it's...
Like, can't flog a dead horse.
It's clearly not ideal, but it's almost courageous. Because otherwise, if you continue on with expecting different results, you're a madman. We know that's the theory. But if you can see that there is an opportunity to get things back on track by simplifying it or stripping it back a bit, and you've got the courage to do that and tell your players that that's going to happen, I say all credit to him, must admit.
So it'll be a simpler Bombers in the dream time. The other story for me, it's a bit of a sleeper today. Jaden Stevenson, where's his career at?
Five-year deal at
the Kangaroos. Significant five-year deal. Former rising star. I just remember late in the first quarter, 2018, he's running through the 50, kicking goals. We're thinking, how good's this guy? Collingwood are five goals up. It's gone pretty much south half. You can't get a game at North Melbourne.
No, that's not a good sign. That's not a good sign when the team is 17th on the table.
Can he not get a game for North Melbourne because of how he's playing or the fact that he won't play the way they want him to play? Or is it both?
Well, hard to tell. We don't know how they want him to play, but regardless, it's a bad outcome.
Well, just at times, I just think, to be honest, Ramo, if you're watching, it's easy from the outer, he hasn't gone hard enough at the pill or the contest.
He certainly hasn't had the impact that they would have.
He's lost his confidence. So when you look at North's recruiting, it's a tough one. They put a lot of investment in 5 years, another 3 years after this one, Whitey.
A text here from John. Ramon, that's why people are not going to the football. The game times are being set for TV, not for people to attend, especially country people who find it nearly impossible to attend without not adding a night's accommodation to the cost. That's from John. Yep. That's just a text without comment.
And just quickly, the revival of Mason Cox. He's back, Rammer, your old mate, Mason Cox.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see how he goes.
He'll play as a ruckman, I think.
You think that his days as a forward are over?
I think you'll see him more in the ruck. In the reserves over the last couple of weeks, he's played predominantly as a ruckman, so I think that will be the rejuvenation.
Good to see. I'm loving his media work. His podcast, I think he's got a big future off the park, Mason Cox, one of the good guys in footy.
Another text here, just another case of the AFL treating the fans with contempt. It's the grand final day. Put it on at 7 a.m, you'll get the same numbers. That's from Dan from Doreen. I think 7 a.m is probably a little bit early for a day game.
Well, that's not right. So the last grand final in Melbourne, 2 million viewers watched. Okay? Last year's grand final, 3 million viewers watched. A million viewers is a big difference. A big difference.
Just reading the text.
And I'm giving an answer.
Seems to be a selective text.
You don't want to listen to the answer.
Seems to be selective.
Time for the early mail.
Can we get an early mail winner, please?
In the ears. Trent's winding me up.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do. we'll get to a break. The early mail's coming up after this. Thank you, Steve-O.